I think I'm just wondering why I'm not physically feeling more energy than I am.
Because you're probably at a point where that contrast is not so great. So when you're not so stable, you do feel the energy more acutely because there is more of a contrast to your normal state and what you start to feel here. And when you're more stable, the energy is flowing more smoothly. It's still going and you're containing it, but you're not getting those extreme highs and lows that you usually get, because that's what you used to get. You get really high and then really low. So it starts to even out. And some people are a bit put off by that because they're a bit addicted to the highs and the lows. And that's sort of been your lifestyle with your work and everything for years and years. So this is the time to really stabilize, and you'll feel the effects of this more so after the retreat, particularly because you feel so stable now. And there is a lot of energy going through your body, but you're just not aware of it because you're in this energy field all the time. Once you go out into the world, it will be different. You'll notice it more, you'll feel more, you'll notice things in yourself. And yeah, but I think it's true. It's because you're more stable generally and you're not having those extreme highs and lows. That can be attractive and are really quite addictive.
Yeah, I think I was quite addicted to that, but it feels so much better to...
Yeah, it's like coming off a drug.
Right.
And you're much more even, but part of you does wonder where or miss that high. And I know for me... For a while, I did miss the excitement at times. You know, I'd be going away somewhere and I'd remember the times where I used to feel excited about going away. It was almost better than the trip. And nothing, you know, nothing. It's just like this smooth line through everything. But after a while, you do get used to it. And there are, you do also notice times when you used to get, well, I did, used to get nervous about something. And nothing. It's like you just go in, like going to the dentist or having an operation or something like that. You're just there doing it one step at a time. There's not this great anticipation about anything because you're here. You're already here. It's now. It's no big deal. So you do feel, you can tend to feel that this... The result of this is going to be this high forever. And relative to how, I can say for me, relative to how I used to feel, it is a high. But that high, when that high becomes normal, just natural and normal, there's nothing to compare it with. So there are no lows anymore. So you don't even recognize it as this high state, ecstatic state, because there's no opposite to it. It's just this. So in the end, you don't miss anything because the memory, the body memory of all that stuff fades more and more and more until you just can't remember. There's no memory left in the body at all about how it used to feel. So you don't miss what you don't know. It just... And when you don't know anything, you don't miss anything. So you need to be in that stable state for quite a while to be able to eventually come into that state, timeless state, that is free from opposites and free from time. But preparing for that is what this stability is all about, so that when you go in it, you don't suddenly go, oh, this is too much, and get out. It's like you're preparing yourself and you're in it more, but you don't realize. So the contrasts are less. When things are very relative, you can compare them to things, but when they're less relative, there's less contrast, there's less of everything. So now, being in this state is, I mean, there's no comparison to how it used to be, all those trivial highs and lows and the dramas and all the emotions and everything. It's nothing. But it all takes time.